The number of people missing after Tuesday's attack on the World Trade Center has now topped 5,000. Rescue workers today continued pouring through the enormous pile of rubble that sits where the Trade Center used to be. Meanwhile, life in the city is slowly trying to return to normal. The financial markets are supposed to reopen tomorrow, and the city's mayor, Rudolph Giuliani, is urging people to go about their lives. NPR's Jim Zaroli has this report.
Little by little this weekend, New Yorkers were reclaiming their city. Police opened some of the streets east of Broadway. Electricity was turned back on in some buildings. And in the neighborhoods below Canal Street, it was possible once again to see people doing ordinary things, going to buy a paper, walking their dogs. But if you needed a reminder of Tuesday's tragedy, you only had to look up at the huge cloud of smoke still billowing from the place where the Trade Center used to be. All day and all night, a steady stream of rescue workers continued to cart rubble from the site. One of them was Dr. Paul Schoenbrunn.
It's a lot of hard work. You're moving heavy stuff, and it's sharp, and, you know, you tear your boots up, you tear your clothes up. You know, you take your mask off, and you're coughing and sputtering, and, you know, your throat's burning, your eyes are burning. There's dust and dirt and filth everywhere, and starting to smell of dead bodies in the rubble. It's fairly unbelievable.
According to the latest figures released by the city, 180 people have now been confirmed dead, but there are still thousands missing. All over Lower Manhattan, people have posted flyers with pictures and descriptions of the victims, pleading for information about them. Many of the rescue workers, like this man who didn't want his name used, say the chance of finding someone alive drives them forward.
Do I believe that there might be people down there? There's lots of people down there. Whether they're alive is a completely different question. The real thing is that you have to have hope. They pulled out a boy in Mexico City three weeks after the earthquake there, and some people believe that that's possible here.
Among New Yorkers, the emotions stirred by Tuesday's attack are still all too raw. All weekend, prayer vigils and memorial services drew large crowds of people wanting to share their grief. In a city that's always been a little too sophisticated for overt displays of patriotism, every third taxi now seems to sport a flag. On the east side today, Yuri Sliz said he had tried to go to work last week, but the events downtown and a bomb scare in his office building had made it difficult.
It's hard to focus on work. You know, I'm an attorney, and, you know, it makes everything seem a little less meaningful than you know, was prior to this.
Mayor Giuliani urged New Yorkers to spend the day reflecting on the losses this week, but he also said the city had emerged from the attack stronger, and he said that it was important now for people to let the life of the city go on.
One of the best things they can do to show how strong we are and how terrorists can't cower us is not to be coward. Go ahead and go about the everyday activities. And I encourage people from all over the country who want to help. I have a great way of helping. Come here and spend money. Go to a restaurant, a play. You might actually have a better chance of getting tickets to the producers now if you want to come here and see it.
Tomorrow, the city will take an important step toward returning to normal. The financial markets will reopen after being closed for 4 days. Big firms such as Merrill Lynch and Lehman Brothers that operated out of the Trade Center complex have found temporary offices, and the major stock exchanges have spent the weekend testing their communication systems. Wall Street says it is ready to reopen, even if the steel and glass towers that to many people symbolize the industry are gone from the horizon. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.